Today, my sermon is coming from the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke is credited to the beloved physician Luke. The accreditation could be explained why he describes sickness with such carefulness. In the Gospel of Luke, Luke portrays Jesus' character as loving, having a personal interest in women, caring for the poor, the social outcast, sinners, and the most vulnerable, who are often overlooked. Jesus is known as the one who forgives, heals the oppressed, and the afflicted. Luke begins his narrative in chapter 17 by describing Jesus' trip to Jerusalem to give his life as a substitute on behalf of us sinners. While traveling, we find Jesus doing things he normally does, which is teaching people about the kingdom of God and performing miracles. While Jesus was in Jerusalem, 10 lepers approached Jesus from a distance. According to the priestly code, which is in the book of Leviticus, it gives instructions on how to deal with lepers. If a person is found with a skin disease that results in scabs and white spots that later appears as raw flesh, he has to go to the priest for an examination. If he is found to be unclean, he is considered as an outcast and must live alone, outside of the gates, away from the community and his family. Lepers were excluded from society and had no association with other people. The lepers lived in a village among other lepers until they got better, or worse, until they died. This was a way to prevent the spreading of the disease during this time by keeping them isolated. In biblical times, lepers were considered as unclean physically and spiritually, which causes them to be ritually impure, which results in isolation and banish from God's presence. While Jesus was walking through the village, the lepers approached him. In order for the 10 lepers to meet Jesus, they had to know something about him. There was something marvelous and brilliant about this man named Jesus that lured them to approach him from afar. They lifted up their voices as a signal for help. They cried from the inside out, "Jesus, Master!" Master, from the Greek text, is epitates, which means an overseer or a commander. They did not address him from the fact that he was a rabbi, a teacher, but they addressed him with master because they acknowledged his authority. They acknowledged his power, his will. They acknowledged that he could do things that no other man could do. That is why they cried with all their might, "Have mercy on us." The word mercy in Greek is eleo. It is a verb which means to feel sympathy with the misery of another that first starts from the inside of a person. It must be manifested in action. It must be shown. It is not something that is easily done. That is why the lepers groaned and pleaded, because they wanted Jesus to move with pity to help them. This story causes me to reflect on the past and today's time, what is going on in our world today, such as injustice, police brutality, abuse and neglect towards our young children and the elderly, human beings that are deprived from their God-given rights. However, today I ain't talking about disease called leprosy. That is not the main point. But what is unique about this story is that the 10 lepers all came together in spite of their differences. One did not shun the other because one was academically successful, gay, or whatever that falls into the LGBTQ category, or the color of their skin, or their cultural background. Whatever their differences were, they were overlooked. And they all came together as one, and they began to shout, and they began to cry, and they began to jump up and down trying to get Jesus' attention. Their differences were overlooked because they all acknowledged that they had at least one thing in common. They all needed something from Jesus. The title of my sermon today is Standing in a Circle of Need. Sometimes we might feel a little troubled or nervous if we happen to be in the company of someone who is not like us. They may be a different gender. The color of their skin may be different than ours. One may be wealthy, while another may be beneath us in poverty. We may not fit into the same political party. Oh, how easy it is to overlook someone that is not like us. When I was a child, at the age of 8 or 9, I found comfort in the Bible during my abusive childhood. I gladly told everyone that God is calling me to preach. Of course, no one really took me seriously because I was young. I was first baptized into the Methodist denomination. I told my pastor and his wife how much I love God's word and how he is calling me into the ministry. They embraced me and allowed me to do certain things in the church. As time went by, my mother transferred me and my sisters from the Methodist into the Baptist denomination. I told my new pastor that God is calling me to preach also. But he insisted, no, God does not allow a woman to preach. As years went by, I was still trying to find a way to fit in. I was trying to find the answer to, how can I not be overlooked? I asked myself, is God really telling me no because I am a woman? No, there has to be another way. While at Stillman College, I joined another Methodist church, mainly because I knew the Methodist denomination will accept me as a woman who has a call to go into the ministry. During this time, while majoring in theology, I agreed to start my internship here at Grace Presbyterian Church. During my internship, I noticed how Grace accepts not only women, but anyone who is not like me. The atmosphere here is different. It is amazing. Grace embraces the LGBTQ community, something that I never experienced in a Methodist denomination. During the dawn of this moment, I was still a Methodist and was not quite satisfied on how the Methodist denomination overlooked individuals. This is what drove me away from the Methodist denomination to land here at Grace Presbyterian Church, where I now call my home. Some of us here have been overlooked or is still being overlooked, just like the 10 lepers who were overlooked by the society because they happen to be different. If you look around in some groups who are protesting for equal wages, against gun violence, and a stand for fair education, you will not only see African Americans, Caucasians, not all are females, not all are heterosexuals, but they all came together because they had the same ambition to do something, to make things happen. Like the 10 lepers who came together making all this commotion only to get Jesus' attention because of his authority, because of what he was capable of doing. They wanted Jesus to notice them. They had a need and knew that this man only could satisfy that need. And when they finally got Jesus' attention, Jesus commanded, "Go and show yourself to the priest," a commandment that he gave them in order to follow the procedure of the law that requires the priest to examine the leper to make sure he is clean so he can go back into the society as a normal individual, no more as an overlooked individual, but as a normal being. Is this not amazing? To know that this leper can now go back to his land and return unto his family? Something we all yearn for every day of our lives, to not be overlooked. And as the 10 lepers who were outcasts, known to be inferior, talked about and mistreated because they were different. While they were walking to the priest for an examination, their sores began to heal, their scales began to disappear, and their flesh began to look new. But only one of them turned back around to give thanks before he made it to the priest. He came back to celebrate and to give honor. This individual was not like Jesus. He was not a Jew. The scripture states that this individual was a foreigner, a person of a different background. According to the scriptures, the Jews and the Samaritans did not have anything in common. They did not associate themselves with one another. They did not like one another too well. The group of lepers were not all Jews. They were not all Samaritans, nor all males. Actually, they were very different. But they all had a yearning in their hearts. They all had a desire to be healed. And when they saw Jesus from afar coming into their village, they shouted to one another, "Let's all come together. Let's get this man's attention." So one leper ran and got another leper. The second one ran and got another one. The third and fourth one ran and got another one also. And finally, there were 10 lepers, all those who were willing to make a scene, to see what Jesus could do for them. They overlooked their differences. They overlooked their sexual orientation. It didn't matter if there was a woman in a group. It didn't matter if there was an immigrant. It didn't matter if there was a Jew or Samaritan. It didn't matter if it was a dark-skinned leopard. None of that mattered. No, 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 no. None of these things matter at all. We all need to become like those 10 lepers. Those 10 lepers were not ashamed to make a scene. They were not afraid to beg for mercy. Most of all, they were not ashamed to come together. However, we most definitely need to look closely at the leopard who was a stranger who was overlooked by Jews, overlooked by anyone who was not like him. But this overlooked leopard, he did not overlook Jesus. He came to Jesus not once, but he returned to him with confidence because he needed mercy. Jesus extends his mercy not only for those who are like him, but those who are not. The lepers were separated by the law and social distance. But with Jesus' mercy, he took away the distance between the leopard and God. When Jesus died on the cross, he became our mediator. He became the bridge between the gap. He not only delivered us from sin, but from suffering, from fear, from homophobia, sexism, racism, discrimination. And by knowing this, we can hold firmly to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, let us all, Grace Presbyterian Church, my brothers and sisters, my family and friends, visitors, Stillmanites, let us all draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we all may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Like the lepers, sin can make us unclean in God's sight. Sin separates us from God. It banishes us from God's presence, and we are often overlooked. But when we become bold and unashamed, like those 10 lepers who asked to be clean not only physically but spiritually, we can now stand in God's sight like the stranger, the one who was very different from Jesus. We can stand firmly knowing that he is willing to have mercy on us. We can approach Jesus in all of our needs in spite of our differences. We have been like those 10 lepers. We have been overlooked in some form or fashion. However, it is not the time to be self-centered. It is time to put our differences aside and come together like those 10 lepers. We all are jumping up and down, waving our hands in the air, trying to get Jesus to notice us. We are shouting from the inside out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." We all are standing in that same crowd. We all are standing together as one in that same circle of need. Amen.